In addition to simulcasting, this Thursday and Friday, on Saturday, I'm going to do two things a little differently. For one, I do plan to rebroadcast this discussion that I had on Because We Care for the benefit of people who are not able to listen during the week and prefer to listen by way of radio rather than listening online. I will have this online as of later this afternoon, but I know that there are people who don't listen online. I've talked with people, and there are people who really listen only on the radio. That's right. In 2018, that's true. And, you know, we've got to listen in the way that works best for us. For some people, that's online. For others, it is still the radio itself. Very often, you have, for example, people are listening while they're driving. And, of course, they're listening to the radio while they're driving. Others are listening to their radios by the lake. And so the way that's going to work for people, that's the way we listen. We listen in whatever way or ways works for us. So knowing that we have people who are not able to listen during the week due to work schedules, school schedules, etc., people are not able to listen or prefer to listen by way of radio, I'm going to air this again on Saturday during the first hour. During the second hour of Saturday, I'm going to feature our normal Thursday feature of Into the Future. And so we're going to take a look at the ways that some cameras are going to be used in the future, but also ways that they're looking at helping us stay cool, or will be helping us to stay cool in the future. Very, very significant information, 411. So that's what we'll be doing on Saturday. Sunday, first hour, we're continuing our look at the rewards for suffering well. If for whatever the reason, ladies and gentlemen, you're not able to hear it during the live radio broadcast on 1550 AM The Voice, remember, you can go to speakingwith.com, click on the link that is labeled Listen Online at Your Convenience. And you can do just that. Pull up the broadcast of choice, whichever one you want to hear, whether it's me solo or me with a discussion with someone else. And you can listen truly at your convenience using your smartphone or any other device that gives you that internet connection. All right. One of the things we were going to also look at is who won the midterms. So the verdicts are in. The votes have been certified. In the Sunshine State, we have the Republicans who have won the governorship and the senatorial race there. In the state of Georgia, the Peach State, we have concession by who may have been, kind of came close to becoming the nation's first African-American female governor, Stacey Abrams. And Brian Kemp, instead, is the governor of Georgia, the Peach State. We have a runoff coming up December 6th. One of those positions will be for Secretary of State. And we'll just have to see how the runoffs, plural, will turn out and what will happen as a result. What are your thoughts about the women having done so well this midterm election season? Well, we're taking a look at who won during the midterms and taking a look courtesy of Black Enterprise and noting that, again, we had 114 million votes in the U.S. House races in 2018, and that's up from 83 million in 2014, according to estimates by the New York Times. Women's March, an organization focused on empowerment, released a statement on the power of the female vote in terms of bringing greater diversity to political representation. The loss of the House. Well, they say that the women's wave, the hashtag women's wave, that just took the House is flooding our country electing the most diverse Congress in our nation's history, and adding millions of formerly disenfranchised voters to the rolls. Candidates like Stacey Abrams inspired the nation. Even though the governorship went to Brian Kemp, she really inspired. Stacey Abrams really inspired the nation. She continues to inspire. We elected the first two Muslim women to ever serve in Congress. Black women will make history representing Massachusetts and Connecticut. And two Latinas will make history representing Texas. Voters showed up to elect two Native women to Congress, a historic fact, a first that will help reshape the future for indigenous people on a federal level. Ladies and gentlemen, you know that this is the program where I really emphasize encouraging the celebration, not just the toleration, but the celebration of diversity. And that's real to me. As I've said before, ever since my first day of first grade, and I was out there on that playground looking around at all those different colors of people, I have loved ethnic diversity ever since then. And as I've also said before, I recognized and hated chauvinism before I even recognized racism. And so what I'm saying is, I think it is great that we have had so many ethnicities to be elected. Hats off to those of you who voted for them all, too. And that women are going to receive much greater representation. Now, as I have been saying on the episode when I discussed women in leadership, one of the big questions will be, and this is something that I'm going to be watching fairly closely, I'm going to want to see if the women tend to vote along party lines or whether they tend to vote along gender lines. And as I've said before, up to this point, the fact is women have voted according to party. Yeah, so whatever the Republicans were voting for, whatever position the Republicans took, that's what the Republicans took, whether they were male or female. Whatever positions Democrats took, that is the position that the women took. Women, just like the men, have voted the party line. Up to this point, you suppose it would be any different now that we've had this historic election event in our history? Think it'll be the same? Think it'll be different? Well, let's keep an eye on it. In the meantime, I do want you to think about what you're doing to encourage the celebration of diversity, even if it's just by your example. I know a lot of people would disagree, but from those of us who love humanity, that is a great way for you to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.